we now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I got to a lot of police and military. I apologize for not getting to everybody. We're in overdrive here. Let's go to Corey, who's active duty military, been holding for over an hour. I appreciate that, Corey. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Okay.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, good, good.
Awesome, awesome. Anyway, I just wanted to touch up on here. I'm Title 32 for Connecticut. A little different than Title 10 military. But just giving basically a little bit of an update as to what's going on here, particularly between Massachusetts and Connecticut. We're having actually some congressmen here that we contacted recently. They're, I think it's John Larson, Sean Williams. They're going to try and jump on this to try and get this bill shot down. But then again, there we also see, we're also starting to see the Occupy Hartford movement. I mean, Connecticut's starting to wake up pretty fast between there and Massachusetts. But, yeah, we're trying to get our officers on board as to what this act enables. And it goes back to, again, what the guys were saying earlier on. It's like, if you're going to take an oath, you know, defend it. I mean, it specifically states defend your constitutional oath from enemies both foreign and domestic. And I'm just sitting here waiting because we had a petition online at whitehouse.gov, and obviously that takes about 25 days to go through before Obama would sign it. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, well, in the bill itself, it says that it's 60 days active after the president signs it. And we're all just discussing this here now. It's like, should we just take off our uniforms? I mean, how do you defend yourself from that?
Well, it's good to have good people inside the military, inside the police who will speak out, so I wouldn't do that. I would point out this is illegitimate. The government could pass laws saying blonde-haired, blue-eyed people have to, you know, go to prison, or black people have to. It's all illegal. Good points, Corey. Good to hear from you. I'm going to go to Joseph, former military in Texas, listening on XM Channel 166. Joseph, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Alex.
Hi.
I heard you quite a few times played on George Norrie's program, and last night, too. But I've been out on the road for, well, since 2002, and have the opportunity to partake of that venue on a regular basis. The individual who called in earlier, military, I think it's Marine, but was talking about things that happened in Iraq, you know, like fragging civilians, or, well, fragging, I know they're civilians or not, but fragging families in homes.
Yes.
Also, well, I was in Germany, and I know as an MP, I was once invited to go into a detention cell and beat a prisoner with clubs, and I simply refused to do it. I went outside. Couldn't stop it, but I refused to participate. You do have a choice. I mean, granted, there's kind of a gray area as far as what constitutes a legal order versus an illegal order, but you do have a choice. You don't just have to obey orders blindly, and you don't just have to go along with things that are wrong.
That's right, and it's not just your right, it's your duty. Great points. Trying to jam in as many as I can. Rodrigo. Gotta love that name. In Florida, former military, give us your take on this.
Well, I just wanted to tell you something. As a foreigner, I served in the Marines in 1997. There's a misconception that Americans have about foreigners coming over here, you know, the illegal aliens. People have been coming to this country was formed by people coming from somewhere else because they wanted to be.
No, I totally understand that. It's that now the numbers are greater than they've ever been, and the politicians are trying to use the illegals, people that are here illegally, to vote for socialism. That's the issue.
Absolutely. Let me tell you something real quick. South America mainly has been used as America's backyard. You know, they've been moving governments, putting governments, killing people, and everything like that. And the countries have been so corrupt that people come over here. And some of these people think that now they want to defend America and they'll vote for anything the government says. But as a foreigner, seeing the same things happening now to this country that happened to...
Tell you what, we're going to have to keep going into... You know what? I'm going to get your number. You want to be on tomorrow? I want to talk about this because what's done in third world countries is now coming home.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. It is another live transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're a new listener, this radio show is not left-wing or right-wing. We are constitutionalist. We believe in liberty and freedom and due process. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. There is no better document or group of documents. There is no political system that has ever created so much wealth and freedom and dignity as what our republic has basically brought in. You judge a tree by its fruits. Now, we never fully realized the promises of the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, and Bill of Rights, but we went further than any other nation ever has. And so the bounty was so giant that we became absolutely slack-jawed and decadent. And we are waking up homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered, as Thomas Jefferson warned we would, to the private banking cartels. And now we are here at the very end of the collapsing republic, and things are just going to go downhill from here very, very quickly if we don't put the brakes on, and it may be too late. But if you're going to go ahead and slide down a cliff, you might as well try to grab hold of the side and slow your descent, or hopefully not fall all the way and just break your leg on a ledge and then wait for help. We know that if the New World Order is fully brought into fruition, it is not going to be a pretty sight. Now, let me just do this. I'm going to do what I did yesterday because I think it was very informative, at least in the first hour and a little bit into the second hour. I'm going to open the phones up just for police, current police, and military. I would like to hear from you. Are you going to go along with what we see happening? Major banks taking houses they don't even have the deeds to, and in some cases they don't even own and never had a deed to. Just houses that they have no claim to, knowingly taking them. Are you going to set up checkpoints as local police become more and more federalized under FEMA and the 10 regions and the threat fusion centers? Are you going to take blood draws at checkpoints on the highways as the federal government is financing police departments across the nation to do? Are you going to take part in the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act for forced inoculation? By the way, you're going to be forced to take a bunch of shots as well, a bunch of deadly vaccines that have been proven to be very dangerous by design. Are you concerned enough to even have the courage to call in? Because I talked to a lot of police and people off record, and they're like, I'd call in when I see cops on the street or across the country, wherever I go. They'll come over and, hey, I like your show. A lot of the people, you know, at the headquarters, at the office like you, but we're just, you know, scared to stick our heads up. If you can't stick your head up because you know everything's spied on, everything's monitored, if you can't even take the step of calling in, we had police calling in yesterday, and they're like, yeah, I know everything's listened to, and everything's put in the database. It's just amazing, Alex. So it is true. To call in, because a lot of you are sitting in your squad car, and you're saying, I'm not going to call in. Phones are all listened and tracked and traced. They'll know I'm calling into a show. Wow, you really live in a free country. You can't call into a talk radio show. See, right there is total proof of what we are and what we've become. Because I run into police all the time, or they write me letters with a general return address, and they break down the fact that they know everything's surveilled and that we're living in a police state. Well, so what? We're not the bad guys. If the system wants to come get me, come get me. Here I am. And I'm not saying bring it on, like George Bush said. I'm just here doing my job, telling the truth, not selling out, standing up for free humanity. I know who the criminals are. We've proven who the criminals are. I'm going to go through more evidence backing up everything we've said today, just pouring out right now. But you have a decision to make. There are really no countries in history, in modern history, in the last 200 years or so, where the government puts on paper that it can secretly arrest you and disappear you and torture you and kill you. Because you add this new bill in with the past bills and with what Obama put out last Monday with his lawyers saying, we don't need this bill. We can kill Americans whenever we want. No judge, no jury. I don't need Congress to launch a new war. Remember that with the Libya situation months and months ago. This is a time when the system is just overthrowing the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And when I get calls and emails and see comments on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, it's the vast minority, but we also got this when we sent Darren McBreen and John Bowne out on the streets last Friday for the nightly news. I played a clip of this last night. And two or three people they ran into, the vast majority were awake and concerned, veterans and others, about obviously having the military involved in the streets. If that isn't bad enough, by the way, we'll secretly arrest you and you'll just disappear into a black hole. And by the way, the whole world's a battlefield now. They just declare unilateral war on the whole planet. Congress just says, here's all our authority, take it. But the minority says, Well, I have nothing to hide. I've done nothing wrong. I'm a good guy. What foolish, ignorant, childlike people. Those are famous last words. Home invader comes in your house and ties you up and rapes your wife in front of you before beating your children's brains out, I mean, how could that happen? You didn't do anything wrong. If your house burns down because you left the fireplace too full of wood and coals jump out while you're at the store or whatever and your house burns down, I mean, how could that happen? You're not a bad person. You know, that's the same thing with the teenage girls and young women that would get in the car with Ted Bundy over and over again. He was wearing a suit. He looked non-threatening. It was a cute little yellow car. And he admitted he got it because it was cute. Oh, I mean, this can't be a serial killer. He's driving a yellow Volkswagen Beetle. He's wearing a nice little tweed suit. Oh, the big megabags couldn't hurt us. They're old men with bald heads who walk with a limp. They're non-threatening. I mean, Hitler, he's a military, highly decorated, got the Iron Cross First Class. That's the Congressional Medal of Honor in Germany. Well, they had like 10 classes of it in World War I. He had Iron Cross First Class. He must be a good guy. People ask how Hitler got elected. Well, I mean, he was a Congressional Medal of Honor winner. That's how he got elected. He was a message runner for 2 years in World War I, nerve gas repeatedly. He'd run across enemy lines over and over again. When the lines were intertwined to deliver messages. That's why he was a multi-time Iron Cross winner. Of course, he was a bad guy. But wait a minute, he's a Congressional Medal of Honor winner in Germany. He can't be bad. It's the same thing over and over again. 100% this country has terminal cancer. Terminal political cancer, and it may be too late to remove it now. You know, more and more, I'm doing research and just getting prepared to shift into totally remnant defensive mode. Not, and I'm not happy about that, believe me. I mean, at a certain point, I'm going to have to tell folks to go ahead and start digging in. Go ahead and get firearms. Go ahead and get ready. I'm not pleased about this. We knew this was coming. It is what it is. It is what it is. I mean, the government declares war on the Constitution. I'm not just saying that. This is war against the Constitution, war against our freedoms, war against our founders' ideals, war against everything our veterans have fought and died for, declares worldwide war, sells torture, and everything is great. And all of us have a decision to make what side we're going to be on. You have a decision. And they're going to run the PSYOPs where the rollout of the military and the rollout of the FEMA camps is going to look like it's to help the public. And the military is going to restore order. And the military is going to stop hordes of welfare people burning down cities. And it's after all of that comes that then they start arresting people. And even if you've got a tyranny, if as long as there's still courts, you've got a chance. But when they start talking like this, you don't have a chance. You can't go to the FEMA camp. You can't disappear into a black hole. And at that point, everybody has a right and a duty. If you were in Soviet Russia, Nazi Germany, Maoist China, America can't go this way. We can't just bend over the barrel and say, have your way with us. Can't do it. And you've got to think about these scenarios, but never, never, never draw first blood. Never, if you're in some group, you know, military training group or whatever, where people come shooting their mouths off about offensive operations, that's 100% a Fed trying to set you up or a foreign asset or a mercenary. No, you are above board. This needs to be above board, preparing to defend the Republic, period. And that's it. And you never draw first blood and you never are offensive. Now, once somebody attacks you, it's a different story. But we're in an info war, and there's been a lot of cases in history where right when things get bad, things can turn around. There's a lot of different scenarios. There's a lot of other sub-level elites that don't like what's happening. They could get together, turn the tide. The system could realize they're not going to be able to carry this out, do their breakdown actuaries and realize they're not going to win. There's a lot of things that could happen. But you've got to understand that the situation we've reached. Look, I've got World War III news with Iran. I've got all this police state news. I've got economic news. It's all off the charts. Then I'm going to open the phones up for police and military. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when.
Okay.
I'm stuck in
Let me just run over a smattering of the news. Then we'll go to your phone calls. Then I'll go back into all this in detail. But if you are police or military, there's no longer any denial. I'd like to hear from you about the fact that from Europe to the United States, from Canada to Australia, every Western country is fully overthrowing the Magna Carta. The Magna Carta is the basis of all of this common law. You can just type in Magna Carta overturned by judge, and you'll see articles all over England and Australia and New Zealand where they say the Magna Carta is dead. They're flaunting it. Obama became the head of the UN Security Council in violation of Article 1, Section 9. Never happened. Total violation of federal law and the Constitution for the president to be the head of a foreign body. It's happening. They are breaking our laws in front of us to set the precedent while throwing unconstitutional laws at us, throwing the book at the general public. Now, I've always told you they want to use the military. They want to secretly arrest us. Why? The globalists want to dominate. America is the prize, the biggest military, the wealth, everything. So while they've been sucking the wealth out of us, they've been setting up this global control grid. And now they know that we're awake to this and that we're going into a final phase, so they've set up Homeland Security. You know, police send me emails and call the show they did yesterday, and they talk about how ridiculous it is that the feds come in and say, you know, in the old days, we dealt with, shoplifters and crime and stuff like that. You will deal on a daily basis with truck bombs, improvised explosive devices, and Patriot groups shooting you. Now, today, that's ridiculous. That's one out of a million. But in a way, it's twisted and true. Because as the criminal government wages war against the people and has set up the architecture of their attack profile against veterans, retired police, conservatives, you're all in a database. It's on record. Just get ready for it. As this happens, as you become a persecuted class, they know large portions of you are actually going to fight back. And so instead of having to stage terror attacks like Oklahoma City, you're actually going to fight them. And, of course, they'll blow up some daycares and stuff like Oklahoma City to blame you for it, for PSYOP. But most of it's just going to be people that, well, I'm not going to sit here in my house and wait for them to come confiscate my guns. I'll just go out and face them. I mean, you don't sit there in your house once this stuff kicks off. Okay, but we're trying to stop that. I'm talking about this because that's what comes next. I keep telling you, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I keep taking you right down to Z. And right now, we're down to basically down to Q or so. I mean, Z is not a nice place to be. Z's like living under Mao Zedong during his heyday. It's about like living in 1943 Germany. And people ask, well, why would elites do this? Because they're so full of arrogance, chutzpah, bravado, whatever you want to call it, hubris. I mean, why did Corzine make a 40-to-1 bet with people's private bank accounts on MF Global? Because they're crazy. They're out of control. They're nuts. They're bold. They've gotten away with so much. Anybody who studied criminology knows this. Once a criminal gets away with things over and over and over again, they get out of control. They start thinking they're invincible. Why have I harped to police and military all these years? I'm getting chills right now. Because I studied history. I studied criminology. I started studying it because I thought it was entertaining when I was like 12 years old. You know, I was a jock who liked to read history books because they were laying around the house. And I picked them up and like, wow, this is really entertaining. All these battles and secret police and subterfuge groups and secret societies and German history and World War II and Confederate history and Northern history and Byzantine history and Japanese history. And then I went to college and they're like, world government's good and it's taking over. Your guns are bad. Your family's bad. And I'm like, I read about this. This sounds like Hitler. This is eugenics. I mean, I knew it because I've read hundreds of history books. And then I got into reading books about criminals and psychopaths. First, I was reading books about gangsters and bank robbers. And then I started reading books about psychopaths. I started watching court TV with Jeffrey Dahmer trial. And I just got into this and I learned about the world. Most people know about football or whatever. I know about the world. And I'm going to ask you, police and military, you're where the rubber's going to meet the road. Is there anything you won't do? Is there any order you won't follow? Is there any line in the sand? Do you get what I'm saying? Here's the number. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Now I'm going to come back, get the basic news, then go to your calls, and then start going back into it in more detail. Because the Iran situation They're talking about shutting down the Strait of Hormuz. You name it right now. We'll be right back. 800-259-9231. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to give a gift that expresses faith in liberty, those powerful beliefs that shaped our nation at its founding? If so, pay close attention, because this may be the most important holiday message you'll hear this year. Beautiful Liberty Blankets are now available. The Liberty Blanket is made right here in the USA out of all natural cotton. It's ultra soft, ultra warm, and designed to remind your friends and loved ones of the enduring values that won the battle for freedom in early America. The center of the Liberty Blanket has the words, "Appeal to God," a phrase that Washington and the founders used often as they announced to the world that their rights and liberties came from a sovereign creator. And in each corner of the Liberty Blanket details one of the pillars of American freedom: education, church, civil government, and justice. Regularly $59.95, now just $39.95. It's the perfect Christmas gift that helps your friends and family remember our nation's most precious legacy. To order your Liberty Blanket, go to libertyblanket.com. That's libertyblanket.com, or call 800-209-1258. That's 800-209-1258.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquid extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Obviously, you gentlemen and ladies are normally working during the weekday show. Weekday show is probably twice as big as the Sunday show, but I still love the Sunday show. It reaches over a million people, about a million and a half or so. But I've always noticed during the weekday broadcast, it's harder to get police and military to call in because they're working. But we do have one military, current serving military, and one police officer on hold. I'm going to get to you here in just a moment. But others need to call in. You need to call in if you're on your donut break or whatever. And you need to get past the fear that, oh, my gosh, you know, this is all data-based, which it is. We need to be honest about that. You know what? If you get fired because they've got a database and you called into a talk radio show when you were off work. See, that just illustrates what I'm talking about. Of course, the truth is it just goes into a database. We need to be honest about how much trouble this country's in. Only by being honest about it can we turn this around. It's your First Amendment right. But it does show the chilling effect that's out there today. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. Okay, let me just go over the news I have today. I mentioned this yesterday when it was in the New York Times, and I was expecting this to happen because when Fast and Furious came out earlier in the year, CBS 60 Minutes did a whitewash and said it was a few gun shops where they allowed guns to be sold to cartels to track them. Of course, it turned out it was already in federal court. That's why CBS did the whitewash, that they were shipping tens of thousands of guns into Mexico, Honduras, but also Illinois, Indiana, California, Texas, Florida, to drug gangs to kill the competition that didn't launder its money through globalist banks. And it's all on record, the big banks laundering hundreds of billions a year. You want an example? You're a new listener? Wachovia, Wells Fargo last year admitted they laundered $376 billion in 2 years. Okay, it's a $500 billion a year, but that was their cut. And they didn't get any trouble for it. You know, there's a federal regulation that allows foreign drug dealers to invest in the stock market. The head of the New York Stock Exchange back in 99, Richard Grasso, I have the Reuters article somewhere around here. I've done shows on it. He went and was photographed with the head of the FARC saying, invest with us all your cocaine money or we'll have you invaded. The head of the FARC said no. It took him a year to kill him, but they did bomb him and kill him. And, of course, U.S. Special Forces went in, and they've got GPS planes that spray only the coca fields they don't own. It was a giant covert invasion to try to keep the prices up. Oh, you bet. Our military's there to enforce a $500 billion a year drug traffic into this country. Marijuana, cocaine, and heroin. They really hate methamphetamine because they can't control it. That's something the local police make money off of. Yeah, I see cases where sometimes little bitty towns have, you know, 20, 30 meth labs. Oh, and the police don't know. Of course, it'll also fry your brain and absolutely kill you. Speed kills. All this stuff's horrible. I'm not endorsing it. I'm just saying you make this stuff illegal, and it allows massive profits to corrupt your police, which is the plan. It's how the British took down the Chinese. Study the opium wars. It's mainline history. The Chinese were dumb enough to make drugs illegal, and the British said, we're taking over. And within 50 years, they had the whole country under their control by corrupting police, taking control of organized crime. All right, I said I'm going to your calls. See, I preface this. U.S. agents launder drug money report, French news agency. And this was in, again, New York Times yesterday. But, oh, they laundered the drug money and the drugs to track it, to understand it, it says. Citing unnamed current and former federal law enforcement, the newspaper said the agents primarily with the Drug Enforcement Agency have handled shipments of hundreds of thousands of dollars in illegal cash across borders. It said they did it to understand how the criminal operations move the money. Oh, they did it to understand. Oh, Satan consorted with demons in the pit of hell to learn how demons operate. Jeffrey Dahmer kidnapped children and tortured them and raped them to find out about serial killers. No, 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 no. Unbelievable. I mean, this is like in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. And in the 20s during Prohibition, J. Edgar Hoover would go on radio and newsreels and then TV and say, there's no organized crime. It does not exist because they would only bust small people delivering bathtub gin and money that wasn't part of a larger gang. I mean, if you were trying to make your own whiskey or moonshine, and this is on record, and weren't laundering it through the Kennedys and the Capones and Bugsy Siegel and all the rest of them and the Rockefellers, they were the real kingpins over it all. Go research it. They would send police, the Untouchables. The Untouchables would come out to your shack and kill you. The ATF was the original whiskey regulators, going back to post-Civil War and the whiskey rebellion over the tax. The FBI and people and ATF, the whiskey regulators, they weren't coming and fighting gangsters. They'd come to your farm in the Depression, if you were brewing whiskey to try to survive and sell it in the city, and they'd line you up and blow you and your entire family's heads off. Go research it. They'd line them up, Ma, Pa, everybody with a Tommy gun and just kill you. Ha, 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 yeah! That's the kind of country we live in. That's what you do by making liquor illegal. Three times the alcohol. Okay, I'm preaching here. Three times the alcohol use. Go research it. Don't believe me. Go look the numbers. Under prohibition, under 9.5 years of it. Totally corrupted the police, corrupted all. Organized crime exploded. And then at the end of that, they said, we got to make drugs illegal. We got to have something new here. All right. We've got that. Look at this. U.S. agents launder drug money report. See, it's all coming out. Been in the federal court cases forever, but it's coming out. Feds may give loans to IMF to help Eurozone paper. They've been giving their subsidiary banks in Europe. See, that whole headline out of Reuters is a headline. It's not the Fed. It's not federal. The name is a lie. May give loans to the IMF. It's not loans. It's zero or minus interest loans, which they then loan out at 20, 30, 40% to governments and individuals to help Eurozone. And the other lie is they've already been giving it to them. And they're not giving it to somebody else. They're giving it to themselves. I mean, how many lies can you get in a headline? One, two, three, four, five. There is at least six lies in that headline. Talk about a tissue, a fabric of fraud. This is what we live under. And the average person is helpless at that level of deception. How do you unravel something that is a complete lie? They're already doing it. The Federal Reserve is at federal. It's giving it to its own subsidiary. And it just goes on and on. Look at this article. I knew what was going to happen last week whenever it came out that the 85-year-old woman in a wheelchair was taken behind closed doors and strip searched. Had her clothes taken off. I knew they would come out and say it wasn't true, and they did. Then when pressed, they said, we don't call it a strip search. See, when they grab your genitals or they take you behind closed doors and strip you down, it's not sexual assault. It's not a strip search. And lo and behold, Lenora Zimmerman outrages TSA, denies it strip search, 85-year-old Long Island grandmother. And then there's another one here where other women, another elderly woman says she was exposed at the same airport, Kennedy Airport, where I had them, by the way, rob something out of my bag. I bought a couple little Tiffany things for my middle daughter. And they just opened up the packages and stole one of them. It's only worth about 80, 90 bucks, but they stole it. I mean, that's how America, you know what, I knew not even to say anything. Because I'm a scum citizen. And if they want to steal a Tiffany silver teething ring, good for the babies to chew on silver, it's why I got it. If they want to do that, that's just a little added goody good. You see? I'm a scumbag. I'm not allowed. All right, I'm going to the police phone calls. I'm going to shut up now. The Iran situation's off the chart. They're threatening to shut down the Strait of Hormuz. It'll send oil conservatively $200 a barrel. You lack $7 a gallon? Well, that's what you're going to get. U.S. sources now say Iran has missing U.S. drone after denying it. It's now admitted what we told you years ago, that the West blows stuff up every week in Iran. It's all admitted. It's just not on the news. That's now being admitted. We're going to get to that. It's all crazy. Right now, let's go to your phone calls. I appreciate you holding. Who's been holding the longest? Dale is a police officer in Illinois. Then we'll go to a bunch of military people. Adam is a police officer in Michigan. We have a cop in Washington, a police officer. We're going to get to all those, a bunch of military people. I'm going to go to you right now. I'm going to try to shut up, have you make your point, and then I'm going to go to the next person because you know how my brain works. I never shut up. Let's go ahead and talk to Dale in Illinois. Dale, welcome.
Hello, Alex. Hey, by the way, it's the Soviet Socialist Republic of Illinois. Anyway, that's what we call it. So I'm a 26-year vet police officer. I'm not going to tell you where, but I guess it doesn't really matter, but it's central Illinois. If it was up to us, we wouldn't have Chicago in the state, but it's not up to us. Long story short, we've got a bunch of guys that we got like a phone chain. If by some chance one of us is at the station and or let's say if I'm at the station, we get the guy in the suit comes in and says, you're going to do this, that, and the other. One phone call from me generates probably about 35 phone calls in about 30 seconds, you know. As far as firearms are concerned, if you're going to buy them, learn to use them. It ain't going to do you a bit of good to have a pistol sitting there or a rifle or whatever. Because all that's going to do is get you in trouble.
I agree with you. Let me ask you a question, Dale, again, a police officer from Illinois. Is anybody that you're talking to concerned about them saying, we're going to use the military, we're going to put TSA on the streets, they're now doing it, we're going to have telescreens everywhere saying, spy on your neighbors? It's like they went and got a dystopic science fiction movie and said, let's make it reality. It's like 1984 on steroids, and we're going to allow citizens to disappear into black holes. Have police realized that once that starts, it doesn't give people any recourse but to absolutely resist? I mean, are police realizing how the globalists are trying to escalate a civil war on purpose?
Younger guys do. Younger guys have got no clue. You know, it's generational. I'm 60 years old, and I've seen a lot. And the younger kids, we're trying to educate them. From what I've seen, we've been making some ground. Matter of fact, I had a rookie in the other day, and I sat him down and I said, hey, if Bobo shows up at the station with a suit and the chief brings us in and says, we're going to go down this block and we're going to do a checklist and see who has firearms, so on and so forth. What are you going to do? And he says, I'm not going to do it. I said, good. You know, and the other kid that I talked
to. The thing is, you don't even have to tell him no unless you want to. You can just go and say, everybody was gone. Or my car broke down. I mean, you just don't have to follow unconstitutional orders.
I agree with you, but it's time for us guys in the blue and the brown, and, you know, because our deputies wear brown, but the blue and the brown and the khaki green that the state police wear, start standing up and telling the feds, not only no, but hell no. We've got a 10th Amendment in the United States, supposedly, that says we do have states' rights, but that's been trounced on so bad that it's ridiculous. Matter of fact, it's been trounced on right now so bad it was like it was prior to the Civil War.
Oh, it is. I mean, they've gotten. In fact, it was Illinois where we got the documents and had, with his voice disguised, a in the town he's in. It wasn't called a mayor. The head selectman, whatever you call it. We had him on, and the feds came in and said, "You have to armor the police station, and you have to get ready because the veterans will attack you with improvised explosive devices, and it is coming, and the flu's coming, and will kill millions, and Chicago will implode." And the point is that they're just trying to get the police ready for war with the people. Have you had similar attempted brainwashing go on in your area?
Well, they tried, but downstate is a little bit different than it is in the Chicago area. But they've tried. Now, after 9/11, we hardened the station. That did happen, and they did that all over the place. And put the little blockades in front of the station, so on and so forth, so you couldn't drive a car through it and stuff. But their big fear is not so much that, and they're trying to twist it a little bit, Alex. Their big fear is that when the state and or the federal government says we're broke and you're not going to get your state aid, your food stamps, so on and so forth, of major riots starting and it escalating.
No, but that's true, and the banksters engineer it, and then I'll even be in Austin begging for the military if a group of people are coming towards me burning things. But again, that won't happen here because we have guns. Where it is going to happen is Chicago, New York, and L.A. I mean, those are places to get out of.
Yep. I do have a comment for you, though, real quick.
Sure, go ahead.
Thinking about it. The day you run into trouble, you need to put something up on your website that you need help. And believe me, my friend, I know some people will be down there in a heartbeat.
Well, God bless you. I appreciate your call. God bless you, Dale. Good talking to you. We have to remember why the media shows all the police brutality videos and everything, because they're trying to turn us all against each other. And they're trying to hold up corrupt police as the example so that we can have a war with each other. We do not need to do this, and that's putting it lightly. Okay, who's up next here? Let's go to Mark, a police officer in Washington, then Adam, police officer in Michigan, then we'll get to a military man. Mark is military and others. Mark, you're on the air from Washington. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. How are you, Alex?
Oh, I'm pretty upset. Everything's unfolding like we thought it would.
Well, I enjoy your radio program. I've been listening for about a year. I called in several months ago and talked to you in length. I enjoyed our conversation, but wanted to make a point. I spent time with a buddy of mine that's a officer in the Marine Corps, and we were having dinner, and I said, "Hey, if the United States government wants the Second Amendment pulled, and they're going to start taking guns away, and are you guys willing to do it?" And he said, "Yeah, we're ordered to do it. We're going to do it." And I said, "Well, what if Americans try to defend themselves?" And he says, "Well, hey, if they're going to shoot at us, you know, it's about the buddy next to us. You know, we're going to take care of business." And I said, "Well, I said, what is your opinion on, you know, doing police actions in law enforcement?" He goes, "Well, we're already trained for it." He says, "I think it's actually a good idea." And I said, "Well, you know what? I said, there's clearly a separation between police and military." I said, "You know, when you guys clear a building, you guys throw in a couple grenades and go in, take care of business." I said, "Well, we don't look at the building search the same way, and it's the same way with police work. You know, we..."
Tell you what, stay there. Yeah. Listen, folks, and it's going to end up happening probably. When the military starts killing people, you guys, this is not like you're fighting a bunch of malnourished Iraqis. I mean, it is going to be really bad. For every U.S. citizen you kill, you're going to have 100 veterans coming after you. I mean, it's going to be like moose.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
All right, we're talking to Mark, then we're going to go to Adam, military man, and another Mark, who are military. But, listen, I've got a lot of family in the military, and I've got a lot of other contacts, and we've been to the drills. I've got the footage. The Marines especially, I hear some Marines calling and say, we'll never do it. And I've been to the drills where they train to kill Americans and admit it. And I mean unarmed Americans. And let's all be honest, the Marines are sent overseas and kill everybody in villages they go into. I mean, every once in a while they prosecute people for a massacre or something. If the Marines rape some 15-year-old girl and then kill them, they go to prison for it. But if they just kill everybody, then they get a medal for it. I mean, that's come out in the news. So it's kind of a schizophrenic type deal. When it comes out, they get in trouble. But you cannot criticize the Germans with this attitude because they said, hey, I'm ordered to take guns and arrest people. I'm going to do it. And that's what they did, release the military on the Germans and the countries they invaded. It's 101 for North Korea, every other dictatorship, every other corrupt system. And I tell you, Mark, I tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. If I had a friend like that saying, I'll take guns, I'll kill Americans, that's not the type of friend I want just because, Mark, when the time comes, he'd probably come to your house and kill you if somebody told him to. I mean, it is a type of moral cowardice that really makes me sick. Perhaps your friend Mark is also very ignorant. We were all once dumb as dirt. But I can't imagine being an officer in the Marine Corps who's sworn an oath, the Bill of Rights, Constitution, the military code, because I know it's still taught, even just a few years ago, that you're not supposed to do that. Go ahead and finish up, Mark. I appreciate you calling.
No, so, he's highly educated. He's got a master's degree, but it'd have to be in a situation like, some kind of terrorist attack or something like that, you know, that we talked about isn't just going to go in and kick doors and take people's guns. But I want to make another point. I'm pro-military. My friend and I have been friends for a long time. We've gone to college together. But the point I want to make is it makes sense that the Congress and Senate want to get this bill passed to have the military on the streets because they know that seasoned police officers like myself are not going to violate people's rights, and we are not going to put the boots to American citizens. So it makes sense for them to have military personnel, especially hiring young police officers who've just come out of the military who are combat hardened. Look, these guys don't have a problem taking care of business. We had a shooting in a town several months ago, and a guy came out with a gun and they took care of business. But one of the officers that was put on administrative leave, because that's normal when we get involved in police shooting, didn't understand why he had to be taken off the street for 3 weeks, because in Iraq, when they're at war and they kill somebody, they move on, and he wanted to get back to work. And those are the kind of people that police departments in bigger cities are hiring, because they
exactly.
Are
we got internal memos in Texas where they said, don't let anybody know this, but we're only hiring state police now who are former combat vets. The younger, the better. This is an internal memo. We published it, did a report on it a few months ago, which is discriminatory. But again, military kills people, breaks things, occupies. And that's what's so incredibly off the charts. And you're absolutely right. Plus, they don't understand that how illegal this is. So it's crazy. And of course they're going to give your friend some psyop reason this is being done. You're absolutely right. Amazing call. Anything else you needed to add, Mark?
I just want to say that, listen, that people need to understand the majority of the police in this country were decent.
I tell you what, this is too important. Stay there. 1 minute break. We're going to come back, and then I promise I'm going to get to Adam, military man, Mark, and others. But Mark in Washington State, stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.